I don't know. I have no idea.
But then they moved out to Mount Lebanon?
Well, my great-grandfather came down here with a bunch of people who were seeking a new place to live from the Carolinas and the Virginias. Now, they were from Virginia, but some of them were from Carolina. And my grandfather's people were Irish, mm-hmm. but my grandmother's people were from Switzerland. And we've always wondered why the Swedish people, they're not Swedish, I don't know what you call Switzerland people, but they were, why they would come to this country. I've always really wanted to know why the Ortises, they were called Ortises, why they came to this country.
Her maiden name was Ortis?
Ortis, A-R-D-I-S.
Was she your...
My father's mother.
Was she born in Switzerland, or...?
I don't know a thing about where she was born. Huh. They came from up there with a bunch of people. They used to come down in groups, it seems, because my husband's people came with a group that settled over by Ruston. Mm-hmm. And see, there were a bunch of Germans that came and settled over near Minden. Mm-hmm. And there was another bunch of Germans that settled in Texas, mm-hmm. near Austin. There are two or three German settlements down in there. And I don't know, they just, that's just how the country was settled. Those people moved from place to place until they got, and they picked Mount Lebanon because it was hilly, and they thought it would be healthy. There would be drainage. They had that idea, and that's the way they would pick places.
Mm-hmm. Did your father, when he was growing up, did they go into Shreveport very often, or did you hear him say?
I really have no idea. I really don't. I don't know when they came here, not anything, but my great-grandfather stayed in Mount Lebanon, and he was one of the founders of the Mount Lebanon College over there, and he was a teacher and a doctor. In those days, a doctor had to have a vocation and an avocation because they didn't make enough money as a doctor to take care of a family. And
how much education did your parents have?
I don't know. My mother went to school. They had a school over here near the Catholic school over the old St. Vincent College over there. They had a school, and the people went in together and paid the teacher. And that's the way they did in a lot of places. And the first streetcar from downtown Shreveport was pulled by horses, and it went out there to where the old convent was, and they lived out in there.
So she went to about high school?
And then she went to the Lady Baldwin College, and it's just outside of Washington, I think, in Maryland. I think the college is still there. I don't know.